And welcome to Gravel Talk, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us.
Well, this week in the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are sitting down with
Greg Gagne, the son of Vern Gagne.
We're sitting down with Larry the Axe Henning.
We're sitting down in the Spotlight and Squared Circle with Ryan Owen,
Darren Corbin,
Zach Gowen.
We're sitting down with Dick Justice.
You're listening to Gravel Talk, keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live!
Welcome into Grapple Talk. It is Nick Ragnar joined by Sarah Jesse Von Ruden. Hey, guys, hey. Grapple Talk. We are giving away some WWE tickets. We have a winner, so make sure that you are staying up to date on our Facebook page to see if you won. We will contact the winner, and make sure that the first person that got their name drawn can go to the show. If they can't, then we'll obviously have a second place winner. If that doesn't work, well, a third place, it doesn't work, well, a fourth place, it doesn't work, well, a fifth place. And if that doesn't work, then... Well, we're just going to be standing outside during the event.
Like, just handing out tickets?
Yeah.
You want some tickets?
You want tickets?
Hey, man. I just got done doing math. Can I have the tickets?
And it's like,
hey.
Like
a good time.
Hey, you won our contest. And we're like, oh.
You seem like a good time. You seem like a lot of fun.
All we could do is just give, like, the two tickets to AC Riley, and he can go out in the town, right? And be, like, pimping
out
and stuff
town?
Like that. And be like, hey, ladies.
I'm out in the town.
That's the ticket sliding across the
like
bar.
A chalkboard or like something?
Like, is it over sandpaper?
No, it's over a bar.
Is that
like
that
a
is?
Snake. And be like, hey, ladies, you want to go see WWE live?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, no, that's okay. No, that's all right.
That also, sounds accurate.
Also coming
that
up the like show, we
but
had...
But if it was Ring of Honor, I'd go in a heartbeat.
Me and AC Riley had the chance to
women.
Talk with Brock Hall at the
real Brock
last...
Hall this time.
And
last time we did,
are you guys sure about this? I never heard the interview, so I don't know if it's the real Brock Hall.
No, it's real.
Or
not. Yeah,
it's the real Brock Hall because last time we said we talked to Brock Hall and it was Nathan Guss. This time we actually talked.
Yeah,
to Brock Hall.
Actually, we caught a lot of flack for that.
Did we really?
Yeah, big time fan of the show. Brian Brown actually messaged me. He's like, why the fuck they advertise Brock Hall? It's Nathan Guss. Fuck that. That's stupid as hell. Fucking bullshit. Fuck AC Riley.
Ryan
That's
Brock
basically
would be
what
the,
he said.
Yeah, he'd
so.
Be the one.
Well, to be fair, he would have said fuck AC Riley whether we had Brock Hall on the show last time or not.
Like, yeah, I highly doubt that, man. Like, I highly doubt it. You know,
I think that's actually a thing.
No, I don't think it's a thing.
Ryan Brown has definitely got enough airtime. What we can say is Brock Hall is definitely going to be on, maybe even a little bit of Nathan Guss, if you know what I mean. Get it? Do you get it, Jesse?
What, does he pretend to be Nathan Guss in this interview?
I don't know. You have to listen to find out.
He probably does.
Yeah. So we talked to him outside of Now That's What I Call Wrestling's last show. Wait, no. Maybe it wasn't the last show. Was it the last show?
It was the last show. And also the first show of the season.
So, yeah. But we talked a little bit more, I guess, about just him in general holding all the belts, being, you know, the man in Wisconsin now.
He is the new everywhere heavyweight champion.
Yeah, so we talked to him about that. So, it's pretty time relevant. Still makes a lot of sense. And, it's the actual Brock Hall. It's the real Brock Hall this time.
It was a good talk.
It was a good
we
talk.
We had a good time. We just, started recording. And, 25 minutes later, we were just having a good time.
Was it 25 minutes?
It was 25 minutes.
That's long.
It's a long interview. But, I mean, time flies when you're having fun, they say.
Is that what they say?
Who is they?
I don't know. Some
weird. Founding fathers of everything?
Yes.
Hydra? Did Hydra put you up to it, huh?
Hail Hydra.
That's funny. I like that. So, guys, obviously, upcoming shows this weekend. Always hit up the Facebook page, facebook.com/thegrappletalk. For all the, want to know where the shows are, we had a couple people I know that messaged to Facebook either a week or two ago wondering where some shows were.
Yeah, there was one of the fans that messaged the page asking about shows happening in the Illinois area. Unfortunately, didn't see a ton of happening in the Chicago area, but was able to hook him up still because there's a show happening in Indiana just 30 minutes away from Chicago, so that seemed to work out pretty well.
So did he actually go to that show?
Well, he's going down this weekend, so
I
think he's
that.
Making plans too. But yeah, I mean that's what we're here
look at
for.
You know, you're a vacation planner now.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean a little bit. I mean, when it comes to wrestling, yeah. And any other the sights and sounds, mm-hmm. you have to find on your own. But
yeah.
I mean that's what the mm-hmm. page is about. That's
working
that's,
for Hotel Wiz
yeah.
now.
Maybe in the future. Mm-hmm. I can't talk too much about
yeah.
it. But that's what the page mm-hmm. is about, though. Is the fact that.
Mm-hmm.
We're promoting the shows in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling them for you guys
yeah.
to, if you need to know what's going on, you have the opportunity. I know exactly what you're trying to do, and you're not going to break my momentum, but
oops.
You almost did.
You just did.
But, I mean, that's what we're doing this for, It's
yeah, if you don't want to listen for the wonderful talk segments that we have, because sometimes they're not very good, but, I mean, our spots are in circles and things like that, hey, maybe you could just listen to us because we try to preview all the upcoming shows if you want to know about some in your
and
area.
And it is weird just because there's sometimes you think, oh, okay, there's three shows going on. You find out there's 25. And you're like, okay, maybe other people didn't realize that. Maybe there's something going on in their backyard.
In the whole world?
In the Midwest.
In the Midwest? What is that categorized as?
Well, I categorize it. I might be wrong on this, but Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Brazil.
No, the Dakotas.
Dakotas.
Ohio, Michigan.
Nebraska?
Not Nebraska.
Rhode Island?
That's too far. Not Rhode Island.
Ohio.
Indiana, Illinois, Iowa.
So Ohio?
I said Ohio.
Cleveland!
Missouri? Huh?
Missouri?
Not Missouri.
Tennessee?
How is Missouri not in that?
Jackson?
Equation?
Mississippi?
I don't know, man. Should it be in the equation?
I think technically it's the Midwest. You know, if you want to actually break it down regional-wise, if you want to do
break it
by,
down, Jesse.
Yeah,
break it down.
Yeah, I'll break it down if we did NL Central. We just cover those states.
All right.
The NL Central.
I'm pretty sure Missouri is the Midwest.
All right. I will start adding Missouri to the list of upcoming shows.
Yeah. All the fans of Missouri are really going to appreciate you for doing that.
All two of them.
Yeah.
But all two of them can go to Holly Ray shows and WLW in Missouri. So.
Can you just add, like, Pennsylvania on there so then you have to add, like, an extra 30 shows because that state has so many shows in it?
Just do everything. Here's what's happening in the country.
All right, guys, so we're talking WWE. Big news coming out this week, obviously. Lots of things happening. You know, Cody Rhodes leaving, a lot of people leaving. But one thing that we wanted to spotlight really quick, since obviously we have to get to that Brock Hall interview and just talk about it a little bit, is the idea that not only is SmackDown going live on Tuesdays sometime in July, because I can't remember the date specifically, but they are also...
it's like the 19th.
Yeah, something like that. But they're also having a brand split. They're doing a draft for both shows. Now, I believe that's on July 11th, if I'm not mistaken.
That would make
sense.
Yeah, it'd be the week before on Raw, so you can actually start the week fresh the following week with a brand new Raw roster and a brand new SmackDown roster.
So July 11th, they'll be having a brand split, which in my opinion is bigger news because Jiminy Snickers, man, like that means that, that means that all these people are going to different things.
Didn't we go from like hearing the rumor back in December, possibly
after Mania.
About Mania was going to do it, but then he got hit with the injuries, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, let's look at this on paper, and actually it could really
it was
work
it was
out.
Basically ever since they were teasing Shane to run Raw, there was the rumor about the brand split, pretty much.
I love the idea of SmackDown going live. I think it's something the show's kind of missed out on. I kind of personally, I mean, it could just be me, you know, first thing that I think of is I kind of enjoyed for the longest time WWE having a show on either end of the week. But nowadays with all the access you have to the WWE network, I don't think that matters as much anymore.
I think it's actually going to be a really good 1-2 punch, you know, because like you can go Monday, Tuesday, and then you're done watching WWE all week unless you want to watch NXT on Wednesday, which, you know, of course we always tell people to you got to watch NXT on Wednesday.
That's a 1-2-3 punch.
It is a 1-2-3 punch. It's pretty good. That's like a Hawaiian punch.
It helps, too, because sometimes I think when SmackDown's that late in the week and you're all wrestled out, it's hard to remember that SmackDown's on sometimes.
Plus,
so
having SmackDown spoilers out there, you get them, what, Tuesday night, and you're like, ah.
Yeah, I don't need to watch.
It's like, it's Thursday right now as we're recording this, and are we going to watch SmackDown?
No.
No.
I just think that, you know, with the spoilers, too, though, and, you know, now the ability to have your own roster, having must-see guys on that Tuesday show, I think, like, WWE, if they're trying to make SmackDown a relevant program once again, they're going to be doing a great job doing it because I can't see how SmackDown won't be an A, you know, like we talked about before, you know, 1A, what is it, 1A, 2A? Does that make the most sense? No, it's like 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
Right.
Because if you went 1A, 2A,
you know,
it's just 1 and 2.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have an A.
Didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be really interesting. I think there's some details that still need to be hammered out. I'm not sure if they've come out yet, but like the thing about
two separate champions, I think that's the wrong approach.
I like having just, you know, I
the
like
one
having
one that travels back and forth would be great.
Exactly.
Like, you can do that with both the women's and the men's
the
tag belts.
I like,
and then you have U.S. and Intercontinental be, like, the anchors for those programs.
Yep, because it will build up those titles, obviously, during that show. It will give a lot of guys on there something to fight for. And, yeah, I like the idea. You know, you think an old-school guy, it's a lot different, but, you know, going to different territories. Technically, Raw and SmackDown will be two separate territories at that point. Give your champions more TV time. And I think just by doing that, you also build up those championships because once you start creating another world title or creating another tag title, it sort of dilutes the product just a little bit. So I think when you have just the one belt, it makes it a bigger deal. So, like, what do you guys think about the pay-per-view schedule then? I mean, does it seem like at this point they should start doing the whole one Raw, one SmackDown thing?
I don't think yet. I would keep on doing the joint programs, you know? So, like, you know, if
it
seems like
they were working just fine when they were still Raw and SmackDown as separate brands, but they were still doing the pay-per-views together, not just for WrestleMania and SummerSlam and everything like that. So.
Yeah, it just makes more sense that, you know, maybe 1 month one program would have four pay-per-view matches, and next month the other one might have three or something like that. Right. So it evens out at seven. So
now, the one thing that I think is kind of weird, too, is that obviously going forward, Raw's 3 hours, SmackDown's two. I don't know, you think that's kind of weird at all?
Nah.
I mean, that means that one roster has to fill an extra hour with most likely promos and maybe another couple of matches and things like that. But, I mean, does it seem like that could be a problem?
I don't think it would be a problem.
You don't think so?
No.
You think cutting the roster in half and having to work three whole hours isn't going to be a problem at all?
No.
Why not?
You give guys more time in the ring. You find other ways to facilitate that time and make it special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
What do you think, AC Riley?
I think it's a good point.
You going to go up there and you have 20-minute matches now to fill time?
I don't know about that.
Probably not.
I mean, if it is to fill time, sure, why not? But, I mean, I don't know.
Cool.
I think it would be fine. It would be great if, like, you know, God, you watch Raw for John Cena and then maybe, like, you know, AJ Styles is SmackDown exclusive or something like that. And it was, like, the big... was at Austin's podcast today. He had Wade Keller on there, and he's like, oh, man, you could really make SmackDown kind of like the internet brand, you know, like everyone's favorite guys are over there and stuff like that, and you can make Raw, like, that's Vince's stuff, man. He wants Cena and Raw, you know, like Reigns and all that stuff, you know, like, yeah, you know, it'd be kind of cool, you know, and it's a good way to bring up the guys from NXT because at that point in time, you make them hot free agents. And people are like, oh, where's this guy from NXT going to go, you know? It's Finn Balor, SmackDown bound, or is he Raw bound?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
like, that's fun stuff.
The positive side of, you know, making it kind of the internet fame guys on SmackDown is that, you know, SmackDown always seems to get the bad rap of it's kind of the, you know, it used to be, you know, on par with Raw, and then it just kind of started dwindling down where it's just, oh, here's Raw on Monday. Oh, we also have SmackDown later today.
Well, I don't know. I think when Heyman's running SmackDown, especially the SmackDown 6 years, you know, like those first maybe 2 years, two, 3 years or whatever, SmackDown was a way better show than Raw.
That's what I'm trying to say, though.
Yeah, it's not really on par if it's a better show.
Well, on par or better. But nowadays it seems like Raw is always just, you know, the flagship show, and they put all their, you know, eggs in that basket, and they just kind of let SmackDown.
I think a lot of that has to do with, like, the way SmackDown has kind of jumped from network to network.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, why put all your eggs in a basket if you don't know that's going to be the network of choice for a while? So now they're on USA, you can put some more of those eggs in that basket.
True, but at the same time, to help kind of get SmackDown back up to that level, I think it would be good to almost put it almost with the internet fame guys over there, because then that means you're going to get that community to start tuning in, and as a result, you can start to get some life back into SmackDown.
I just think I think when you bring up the network thing, I think that's a good point. I think, honestly, out of everything, that could be the biggest player. I mean, you want to talk about giving guys that don't normally have the chance the opportunity, or you want to say that you want to split the roster just because it's so big and large and extensive. But I think a lot of the big thing is, you know, they're on a big boy network now with SmackDown and USA Network. They're not on Sci-Fi anymore. They're not on freaking UPN or the CW.
Well, when they're on the UPN, man, they were pulling in good numbers.
What I'm trying to say is now you're bringing into USA Network where you have these expectations from what Raw's been doing as far as ratings-wise, and you can't let SmackDown dip too far because you're on USA now. So one thing you can do is do this brand split, make SmackDown a mushy show now, and, you know, those ratings could obviously go up because there's
certain
guys.
And, like, one of the cool things
that
SmackDown's not going to run into with actually running live on Tuesdays is no NFL, period.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem they had with Thursdays, and that's the problem Monday night has as well. This is going to be a wrestling night where there's going to be no football, and that's going to be great.
Is there wrestling on Tuesday nights even?
I like Impact.
Well, perfect.
Yeah, 8 to 10 on Pop.
Is that when it's on?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is that even on a cable network at this point?
Yes, it is. You guys have Charter, right?
Yes.
We cut cable.
Oh, we don't. That's right.
Oh, you guys actually cut your...
Oh, long story, but we, you know, our cable company just kept putting up the price of what we were paying for. Wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
So now we cut our cable. We stream a lot of things. We have the network. We have Hulu. We have Netflix. We have HBO Go. And also, like, you know, a college student that's broke, even though I'm not a college student that's broke, I have secretly grabbed my good close person of mine's. Yep, now we're just getting too real about it. I can't even talk about it. I just don't know. I just don't know what happens if you say it on, like, a podcast. Like, I'm not going to just say it.
I don't think, bottom, like, you know, bottom, like, Charlie's going to be, like, listening to this podcast.
Basically,
like,
I'm getting free,
Dick
cable.
Reitner.
I don't know. I'm getting
God
free cable.
Damn it.
Well, bottom, damn it. Bottom line is that we went from, like, paying, what, like, $120 a month for utilities to now paying, like, $50.
Well, that's not
necessarily it's
true.
No. I mean, you guys, $50, you guys barely paying anything in electric or even water at that point.
Which is nice.
No, it's like the cable bill was $120, and now the cable bill is, like, $35.
Well, there you go.
So that
literally
makes more sense.
Literally, somehow the cable company was charging us, like, almost $100 for cable.
And a lot of it's equipment.
And when we got our internet upgraded as a result.
Which,
so
is,
cool.
Which is probably a lie because it sucks.
Yeah.
But the thing about the cable is I was on the phone with them, and I was like, hey, guys, like, this is, you know, this is ridiculous. This bill keeps going up. Half the time the cable is terrible anyways. Like, there's no way this is HD because every time I stream things, it looks better, right? Yeah.
So the cable company was like, hey, Nick Bragg, I will try our best.
No, it wasn't one of the Canadian folk from South Park. Mm. I was like, I said that, and they were like, okay, well, you're paying as little as you possibly can, so there's nothing we can do about it. I was like, cut it then. Click. And then I had to call back because you actually have to go through, like, a dropping process to do that.
So. Like, you did a quick dance and then, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, yeah, I really need to go through that stuff.
By the way, I forgot. I actually need to actually do everything to cut the cable.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Can we just go do
so
that
So you
now?
Didn't, like, come out there with your big Bruce the Barber beefcake?
No, I didn't.
Shears and
no.
Try to cut the cable?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. Yeah, because actually if you do that, you're actually destroying their company equipment.
Yeah, isn't that, like, a felony?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's probably.
It's bad news bears.
Bad news bears.
Yeah, bad news bears, guys.
Gotcha. So, yeah, we're pretty pumped, though, about this brand split. And you know what we should do is, like, as we get closer to it, we should develop our own brand split and kind of, like, guess where guy's going to go.
We should.
And see if we're right or wrong, you know?
Yeah, we definitely should do that.
Because there's going to be a lot of interesting parts and movement, including Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Is Lesnar going to have a...
What we should do is that you guys should each pick a show and I'll be the moderator because I'd like to...
No,
I'd like
rather
to
have you guys pick each other's shows and I'd be the moderator.
And we already do that on Universe Mode, practically, so.
Riley's, like, number one pick in Universe Mode.
Down.
Riley's number one pick in Universe Mode was, like, Jack Swagger. That's why this dude shouldn't be doing any drafting whatsoever.
That wasn't our latest one.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
He was number one or number two, you prick.
How drunk were you?
I could actually pull up.
Were you Jack Swagger drunk?
I was not drunk on Jack
because
Swagger.
Because here's the thing, you know, we're obviously nerds playing W2 get drafting our own roster.
My first draft pick for the latest draft was Kevin Owens.
Who's number two?
Jack Swagger.
Okay.
I just wanted to make that.
Who are your
like two? Daniel Bryan and
first one was Nakamura and second one was Sami Zayn.
This dude picks Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger second.
Yeah. Jack Swagger
like,
second.
Over everyone.
Daniel Bryan, he picked Kevin Owens. But anybody, yeah, Shawn Michaels.
Like, yeah, The Miz.
You didn't pick
John Cena?
I got John Cena. You got John Cena.
What?
You got Seth Rollins. You got Seth Rollins.
You got those guys, like, so
I got Seth
late
Rollins.
In the draft?
He got him after Jack Swagger, yeah.
God, yep. We should really invite this guy to play fantasy football.
I know, right?
Oh, man, first pick, I'm picking.
Mason Crosby. Come
man.
On over, man. He's going to kick me to a
second
championship.
Pick, we're going to Vikings defense, man.
They got a good defense, right, guys?
You guys would talk shit, and then I would win, and you're like, how the fuck did that happen?
That would not happen.
Stephon Diggs, man.
Stephon Diggs, number three, bring it on, dude.
Jay Cutler, coming home, buddy.
Do they have the Brock Lesnar Vikings version in this draft, dude?
No.
What about the Roman Reigns version?
Not
man?
How
is
any
that,
of this
is that
works.
Also available?
Does not work.
Can I draft O.J. Simpson?
No, you
he's
can't.
He's a killer.
Yeah,
of the deal.
No, he's actually really. He killed people. He killed people.
I know, yeah.
So, guys.
You guys got a killer interview coming up with the real Brock Hall.
Yeah, real good interview. Brock Hall. Not to have too many puns, but he does actually get pretty real during this interview. It's pretty cool. He has a lot of tips for young guys, as well as we just hear his opinions on being top of the mountain here in Wisconsin. So stick around for that. That's coming up next right here on our Spotlight in the Squared Circle segment. You're listening to Grapple Talk.
What's up, guys? It's one of three of your favorite wrestling podcast hosts, AC Riley from Grapple Talk here. Are you a listener or even a host of another podcast and you just don't know how to get the word out about the podcast? Send us a promo advertising what your show is about to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not a podcast host, but maybe something independent wrestling that you're looking to get the word on about, shoot us an email with your promo as well. We don't discriminate. Let's face it, it's tough for the small guys to get the word out. So what better way than to band together with fellow small guys, aka advertising on a podcast? It's that easy to do. Just send a promo to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com and we'll make sure people know about you, your podcast, or maybe something else related to independent wrestling. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. And as always, support independent wrestling.
This is a fight to the death, our holy war, a new romance, a Trojan whore. Through the day, night, black and white, a victory dance, a burning riot.
This is the monster of the Midwest, Sadist. There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like grapple talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken. Taking everything you've been given and making something better. It's about work before glory. And what's inside of you is doing what they say you can't. It's not about the shoes. It's about what you do in them. It's about being who you were born to be.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerwec.net. Gerwec.net. Pro wrestling since 1997.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Chris Lockman, host of the Smark Money Wrestling Podcast. Join me and my co-host, AJ Jensen, each week as we discuss all things professional wrestling. WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, New Japan, as well as the local indie scene here in Wisconsin. We'll also bring you interviews with some of the Midwest up-and-coming independent stars and where you can see them in your area. You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes, as well as on Twitter, at Smark Money. Check us out.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And uh-oh. Looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, it looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, Darren Corbin. I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Reviewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. And that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts. And that would be Nick Ragner, Jesse Von Ruden, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's Spotlight in the Squared Circle.
Spotlight in Squared Circle, Nick and AC. We are talking with the real, not the fake, the real one, Brock Hall. First things first, are you actually Brock Hall or is this Nathan Gus? Because I don't think people would appreciate that twice in a row.
Hey man, $5 Quick Trip sandwiches, brother. I don't sleep. I'm a really good dad. Wrestling's kind of fun. I don't like to do it anymore though. Yeah, man. Brock Hall is my buddy. I give him titles. I liked him.
Nathan Gus is with us.
We got Nathan Gus. We pulled the wool over everybody's eyes again.
We know we're standing here with Brock Hall. We know it's Brock Hall.
Really? Nathan Gus. That was really good, though.
You were really nice about it, though. You were like, I'm a good dad.
He is a really good dad.
I know, he's a good dad.
He's a good guy.
You weren't like, yo, fuck Nathan Gus. Oh, I'm going to say all this stuff. I mean, you were just like, hey, like I'm just going to put Nathan Gus over. I'm just going to do the same thing he did to me last week.
I mean, he has like 40 less children than I do, so.
All right.
I'm a good 43, if you ask Chase McCoy.
How many kids do you actually have? Like, he's not 43.
43 and a half.
43 and a half?
What's the half, then?
Five.
Oh, okay.
Five total.
Okay.
So, yeah, five total. You got a house now, so how's that working out for you?
Fantastic. Moved in there beginning of December, so living the dad life.
Wow,
so
yeah, you're like living that legit
real life dad life.
Oh boy, we're really getting into that real adjective here.
Hey man, puns galore, brother.
Puns galore. we're punny people here, right?
Or calm down, Jordy.
All right, sorry. Anyways, all right. So real talk here. Hey. So who does the better Brock Hall impression? Because you've heard Jordy's, you heard Nathan Gus last week. Who does better?
If it's an actual Brock Hall, it's probably Jordy.
Okay.
Second would be Asian Brock Hall. Jordy also does. Gust is probably fourth. I'll take third. I think I do the third best Brock Hall impression in the state.
I think we talked about that. Is that go figure that Brock Hall wouldn't be the best Brock Hall impression.
Yeah.
And most of my impressions aren't actual impressions. They are just impressions of Jordy's impressions.
Yeah.
So most of my impressions are just I do what Jordy does and what he thinks the people do. So,
all right. So one thing that Gus talked about last week is something that's actually a thing is you really are the everywhere, everyweight champion. And it's funny because a fellow fake stable member, Joey Avalon, was kind of that guy, where you go to promotion, you name it, he was the champ. And that's kind of your thing now because you're now champion, you're UPW champion, you just got the WPW title, some congrats on that.
Thank you.
So what's that like that now you're kind of being put in that spotlight where people were dragging you up to the main event. It's like, I want you to stay here. And you're staying there, and you're taking belts. What's that feel like?
It's weird. It's definitely one of those things where it's, I don't put too much, I don't look at myself that way. I just go out there.
You're not going up to fans and be like, yeah, I have, three belts, so, you should suck my
dick. No, absolutely not. there's still belts. It's an honor to know that I'm being, given that position. I just look at it more of an opportunity to show myself a lot more in a prime position on a card, with better talent. Everybody's talents are all great, but I think it's being able to be in that position where I'm going to have more time to spotlight my talents. It's really an honor. I really love the fact that I'm now giving this such an opportunity that I can take the ball and run with it.
Definitely.
What's it kind of like for you then? Because 6 months ago, especially on Gravel Talk, we're always sitting here like, Brock Hall's the man. He's the dude, man. And now it's you are the dude. You are the man, dude. Everybody's talking about you. You got a ladder match tonight, I believe, in the main event.
By the way, nobody can see this, but Brock Hall is just blushing.
He's
blushing
the
entire time. He's just talking to him. He's oh, shucks, guys. Shucks.
Good golly. Molly Holly.
Wow.
Hey, that's a reference.
That's a good reference.
Great reference, actually. It's weird. It's still weird. I don't know. I guess I don't believe it. I'll let people say things for me. I still look at myself as that random green kid that sets up and tears on the ring. So, I guess you could say that I'm okay. I guess it's a compliment to not be the worst.
It's better that people are
Trying not to be the shit.
Yeah, it's better that people are like, hey, Brock Hall, he's fantastic. He's such a good guy. He's a great worker. Opposed to, that fucking Brock Hall guy's on the card again. How does he keep getting work? He is terrible.
It's very surprising. I'll let people say everything, for me because I'll take that over, hey, why is this guy in the dark match? Because he doesn't deserve that. Mm-hmm. So, to be shitted on and now kind of be praised. Not even be praised, but more just, looked at it in a higher light. It's always nice. It's a compliment. I still look at myself. I put myself down on the bottom all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always... You're just
trying to keep yourself humble. You're not trying to grab onto the hype train and then all of a sudden you turn into Goldberg where you're just super into yourself.
You're shooting on Goldberg right now?
A little bit.
He listens to this podcast.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, shit. Maybe we should end that.
Sorry, Bill.
Sorry, Bill. No, but I see what you're doing because then that way you stay humble and everybody's just oh, man, we got to praise him more because he's such a good guy because he doesn't buy into his own hype. He doesn't like the smell of his own farts.
It's really not the greatest smell.
At least you're honest about it.
Good.
I don't try to be overconfident. I'm confident in my abilities out there. I definitely go out there going, hey, I know what I'm doing. I try to just let my work show for itself and let people say what they want because I'd rather not get caught up in politics and drama. I'd like to be the guy that you just pay. If you, whatever position you want me in the card, I'm going to do my job, whether I'm the opener and you want me to kick things off, if you want to be a semi-main, popcorn, whatever it takes, whatever position you want me on the card, I'm going
to
do.
That's such a weird thing to say, right? Everybody's just I got to be the main event, I got to get all this belt. You're just put me where you need me.
I'm gonna do whatever it takes to do my part. It's all with the big picture of things. If you want something to go somewhere, especially when it comes to WPW, where we're really trying to push it as a promotion itself, you can't be selfish. Being selfish doesn't do anything for anybody. Everybody works together, has a great time, everybody sets up, everybody tears on, everybody works hard, everybody promotes the show. Everybody goes out there and takes their roles and just excels. And at that point, that's when we just have great shows.
We talked to you about that last time, man, but you're always the first to tear down and one of the last ones to leave. And now
you practically run out there. You trip over yourself.
Dude.
I just feel it's one of those things where me and Nathan Gus always looked at it as, hey, somebody's got to do it. If the ring's not there, we can't do it. We can't wrestle. We can't have all these great shows. People can't come see anything. I feel I'm always going to help out, because even as a younger guy, like, the guys that I did see, like, come actually help out really were much of an influence. You're like, oh, that's great. Like, he wants to come help out. I'm like, I'm not here by myself. Yeah. So I don't want to be that guy, like, oh, that dick fucking vet. That he's out there, like, just, you know, like, there's guys that, like, they've earned their stripes. They can just go out there and hang out. But I guess for me, I never feel like I want to be at that point where I'm just like, oh, I'm too good for this.
Yeah.
I don't need to do this anymore, because I'm always like, if there's nobody there, like last night we had a show, like we had four people, including me, doing tearing down the ring. Right. It's like, we're the last ones there. Like, somebody's got to do it, and yeah. I don't have a problem. Like, it's not a big deal to me. Like, I love this business, and I love every aspect of it, from tearing up, setting down the ring to, you know, promos, it shows, through every aspect of the match. Like, it's just the whole system itself. I love
commendable,
it.
Dude.
So, how long have you been doing this now? 4 years?
5 years.
5 years. Five years. So, like, that's crazy that...
That's it?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like you've been around forever, dude. That's crazy to me.
I don't know, it's the opposite. It doesn't seem like it's already been that long.
Like, I think it's just like what Jesse was telling me once on the road, where he's saying, like, you know, yeah, you could be in the business for, like, 20 years, but, like, if you're only getting, like, one match every 3 months, it's like, yeah, you've been in the business for 20 years, but it doesn't mean you're... phenomenal, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, like, I mean, he was saying, like, you know, the reps is way more important than time, because a guy like you is 5 years, but how many matches in each year? Like,
you must wrestle
it's been like a couple hundred now, right? 1,000?
It's
2,000?
I wouldn't say that.
5,000?
1,000,000.
It's been, 1,000,000. That seems a lot more accurate.
5,000, right?
5,000, I'm not Steve Sarton, guys. but no, I try to keep busy. Like, I get very bummed out on weekends I don't have shows, because I feel like, hey, what am I? I kind of always ask, but what am I doing wrong? Like, especially if there is a show I know of, I'm like, why am I not booked?
Yeah. See, what's nice, that's the thing.
I should be on that.
That's the thing that's super nice about, like, you being in the Green Bay area, is, like, there's so much stuff going on, because, like, there's obviously ACW, WPW, there's NOW, UPW is, like, what, a 3-hour drive for you, you know?
2 hours.
Two hours.
Three hours if you count the time.
I mean, you know, Milwaukee is an hour from Green Bay, you know, you got everything in the area, and that's why, like, I'm so envious.
It's such a nice prime position to be like, hey, I want to go 2 hours here, I want to go an hour here, like, Illinois, 4 hours down, like, all that stuff is not bad. Like, 4 hours in Minnesota, like, it's that prime middle, and I'm like, I couldn't imagine living somewhere else. I mean, like, the drives that you guys have to go through.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about the drive, because, like, today, like, we're in Kiel right now, and, you know, that's a 3.5-hour drive to La Crosse.
And this isn't even the real place.
Yeah, that's not even the real place. This is the spot show. This is the spot show to begin the season. But, like,
this is a ring in a pile of rocks.
There's one show in La Crosse. You know, River City Champs of Wrestling, you know.
Once every 2 months.
Once every 2 months. Yeah. You know, it's just like the ACW booking, like, take the month off.
Yep.
So, if you want to get work, you got to, you know, if you want to work in Minnesota, you got to at least drive 2.5 hours, because that's the cities. You know, you go into some of the other places, you know, those are a little bit farther. So, that's like an extra hour.
Yep.
Green Bay, 3 hours. Milwaukee, 3 hours. So, it's like, we're right in that, like, middle of nowhere where one thing happens, but if you want to get work, you got to put miles on the road.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's part of the business, so I'm not complaining about that. But it's just, like, that's so nice, because, like, for you, it's just, like, weekend off. You're like, oh, man, I could be doing something. But me, it's like, you know, do, like, a stretch of, like, shows for, like, 4 weeks. And I'm like, all right, I got 2 weekends off. I don't have to go on the road. That's actually kind of nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, there have been definitely the weekends where I remember being in a car with Joey Avalon for 22 hours in a weekend. And that was that was awful. It got to the point, like, I remember that last day, we were just driving back, and it was like, man, like, we just started doing random stupid impressions to stay awake.
Like, he would just say something like, God, shut up.
We just kept yelling Rusev Crush and everything. Like, we would see random signs, like, Children's Hospital, Rusev Crush, Children's Hospital. We just kept doing it, like, to every sign we saw, because we were that tired and we wanted to go home.
Right.
How nice is that, though? I mean, to have guys like Jordy and Joey on the road, you guys have your little... click your little.
That's not a real thing.
You know, it's not a real thing. The GB3 is just.
Don't encourage it.
Only an Instagram thing. It's just
an Instagram title. It's been taken. Taken by the club guys.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, speaking of that, did we ever figure out what that deal was? Because you know, we know that you, all three of you, like, screenshotted that you saw Gallows and Anderson. They came out with the trench coats, and they had GB4, and then just the internet blew up, and they're like, holy shit, the GB3 has just been, like, accepted by the Bullet Club.
See, it happens. We get Avalon Club shirts, and they steal our gimmick, brother.
It's an eye for an eye, right?
It's got to be it, man. It's got to be it.
So, actually, I want to go back to Avalon really quick, because what was it? Was it last summer that you guys worked at ICW?
Yes.
Last summer. So, So you came out, you were getting the heat, and you were doing your thing. And then it was funny because Avalon was getting ready to go out. And then he just, like, I was, like, you just kind of getting ready to watch from the curtain. He just, like, takes a step back, and he's like, all right, I worked so hard to get Brock in its main event spot, so I really hope that he shines tonight. And then, you know, like, I want him to be in the spotlight. So how weird is that? That was the summer, like, this past summer. Now it's, you know, a year later. And how does that feel that, like, you're in that spotlight? You've been in that spotlight for basically the past year.
It's very humbling. It's very much, I look at the fact that I'm like, I definitely feel like I put a lot of work in. Do I deserve to be here? I'm not the one to dictate or say. But I'm definitely going to, same thing with opportunities. I'm getting this chance, and I'm going to take this ball and run and try to take that thing as high as I possibly can go. And now they have an opportunity to work with guys like Avalon constantly, and, you know, Ben McCoy, and, you know, Sadis hopefully again. Like, these are guys that just, all they do is make me better. And I attribute everything that I've gotten and come to with my career and success to those guys, because they're the ones that have put me over and have made me look really good. Like, I try to make them look as good as they make me, which I don't know if it's possible, because they make me look really, really good. But I attribute so much to how good I've gotten. Like, I put so much in Avalon back, all the way back to 2013, when, you know, me and Devin first started feeding him and Mark. And I learned what spots were. Like, I think I've wrestled the Bucks by now. In my head, I have wrestled the Young Bucks. But from that point to now, like, I just have learned so much, and I attribute a lot to him. You know, he's one of my best friends, and I've gained a lot of respect for him, and we've definitely became closer, and I feel like we've all just grown together and all look towards the future. Like, we definitely look towards trying to make where we're at better. Like, we're not, people may look at clicks and think all that bullshit, but we're really out just trying to make the shows better.
You're just out to have a good time. It just happened that you're always,
like,
hanging out.
We're not gonna be dicks to people. Like, we're out there just to make everybody look as stupid as we feel. Like, we go out there and just goof off and look like assholes. Not in a bad way, because we professionals can be when it comes outside the curtain, but behind, we want to have fun.
You're like, keeping wrestling fun.
Well, you know, if you're not having fun, why are you here?
Absolutely.
Like, see people out there, like, there's no reason. I remember walking on eggshells for the first, like, couple years of my career, and I'm like, man, like, I almost quit wrestling. I didn't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, it was weird the fact that something I had loved for so long was something I had almost grown to hate. And I was like, this is not fun for me right now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's turned around, because I don't know what I would have done with my life if wrestling hadn't panned out and I would have actually quit. Like, I don't know where I would be in my life. It would be very not good. I can definitely say it would not be at that point. So now it's like, all the new guys coming in, like, I love those guys. They all work hard. Like, there's really no reason to shit on new guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's one of those things where if you're not trying to help them get better, and I try to help those guys and we do camps and things of nature, like, anytime I have to put towards them, because I feel like any guys that helped me when I was younger, like, that's what I got from it.
Right.
So
yeah.
If I can't make them, I don't want them to have the same feeling I did back in the day.
Yeah, no, like, I can agree with you so much on that, because, like, there was times, like, when I, like, the first couple, three years, and I was going up to Rubicon, like, once a month and stuff like that, and Russell was still kind of, like, you know, getting off the ground. And I'm like, I know that, like, you know, the guys fucked with other guys and stuff like that, and they, you know, but it'd be one of those things where it'd be like, hey, Riley, you're a piece of shit, and then walk away, and it's like, is he serious? Like, is, and then it'd be like, oh, Riley's all serious. It's like, well, of course I'm serious, because you just told me I'm a piece of shit. Am I supposed to laugh about that? But, like, I tell him, like, man, like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this anymore, but, like, I mean, kind of like what you're saying, is, like, you're finding the guys that, like, make you want to love wrestling, and, like, honestly, I can relate to that, because, like, especially in this area, like, you know, once I started doing stuff with you guys more, I was like, man, so fun. And even Nick, like, you know, there was a while, like, he didn't want to come to shows because, you know, it's the drive. Nope. He's got to work in the morning, stuff like that.
It seemed like there was always drama in the line.
Yeah, and then like, he came up to one of the shows here just to hang out, and he's like, I'm coming. I don't care if I have to work at 5 and we get home at 4. Just, yep. It's fun.
And that's,
I didn't mean to speak for you because you're here.
I appreciate that, though. Thank you.
That's what it should be about. Like, if you're not having fun, like, there's no reason that we all can't show up here. We're all, you know, we're all over here just playing wrestler. Like, we all living our dream. Like, this it's,
like,
you know,
that,
it's the best way to do it. Like, we just want to come here and wrestle on the weekends, have fun. Like, but we want to take it seriously at the same time. But if we have drama in the locker, there's no reason for it. Like,
right.
there really is, you know, there's really no reason to just hate each other for no reason.
Yeah.
So much hate. Like, I can say firsthand, like, I've had much of my hate on me. And most of it was from people that had never talked to me or spoken one word to me. And it took a long time to get to this point where I am now. To even, them to even, like, shake my hand or want to shake my hand. And it's,
And it sucks because to be in those shoes, we're like, I've done nothing wrong to you people. Yeah. And you absolutely hate my guts for no reason. Like, and you get to that point where, like, it makes you, for me, I could have been very much like taken in, just wanted, took my ball and went home and didn't want to do it. But I really stood up and had to look in the mirror, and I had Shane Hills, I'll never forget, he looked at me and goes, hey man, you need to just stop taking shit from people. Like, stand up for yourself. Yep. Like, you don't deserve to be treated like that. And from that point on, I looked in the mirror and said, hey, everybody that's going to treat me like that, that doesn't know me and has no reason to treat me like that because I've done nothing wrong but shake hands, do everything I'm supposed to do in this business, you know, show up early, set up, be the last one to leave. I just go, you know what? I'm going to take that, I'm going to put it on my shoulder and use it as a chip. And yep. Every time I go out there, I go, you know what? I'm out here to prove that I belong.
Yep.
That really creeps me out. You guys have a very similar backstory. It's kind of weird. I want to ask you really quick before we let you go, because obviously you have a match coming up here, but tonight you're in the main. You got Snake Eyes. It's a ladder match. You're the champ in his hometown. I mean, you've been in situations like this before, especially when the match is kind of on you, because it's a little on you. I mean, you're the champ walking in here. Oh, yeah. I mean, so what's that kind of like, I guess, more or less, when you're going out in the main, you got a ladder match against the hometown boy. Just take me through, I guess, what's going through your head.
I think I'm going to go out there and drop a mad beat on Google Eyes himself. And by mad beat, I'm going to smash his face, his stupid face.
Oh, you're going to beat him.
I'm going to beat his face with a ladder. Right. Multiple, repeatedly, over and over again, until we can't get up, and then I'm going to take my belt and go home.
I love it. I love it.
You know, I don't like to be in fake towns. Yeah. So I'd like to go back to a real town.
Absolutely. So real town. Real town. Get it. So really quick before we actually let you go, I got one more thing to ask you.
Here we go.
So let's be good. So one, I notice a lot at WPW, like, they'll do the workouts before the ring, stuff like that, and you're kind of like the guy that's kind of taking charge of the ring. Like, you know, you got the guys ringside kind of talking, you know, you have like, you know, Dylan, you know, talking out, and you got like, you know, Shane that is at shows, like, hey, we're going to do this. Even Gus will say it. But you're the guy that's like in the ring, and it's like you're kind of like the teacher's assistant at that point, like, where you're actually doing working everything, and you're working with the guys, and like, I just remember seeing you do that, and it's so cool to see you like taking charge with that. You're helping the guys and gals out. You know, if they get frustrated, you're like, hey, you know, don't get worked up. You know, this is why we're training. This is why we're learning different things. And it's so cool to see you taking charge in that, because like, not many people will. They would just be like, yeah, I'll help out. I'll be the body if you need like to demonstrate. You're the guy that's like, hey, I'll help you. Like, I'm not just going to be doing stuff when told. So, what I want to ask is as the guy that's kind of helping people train and working with the guys, and now that new class is actually getting matches, in your opinion, who's the guy that...
I'm on the spot.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot.
I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, Andrew.
This is the spotlight here.
I'm
going
to pick my words very quickly.
This is the spotlight.
We still have you from Colin Brooks from 2 years ago.
Well, we're never going to get rid of that heat.
If I don't choose Colin Brooks, he's going to hate me. Yeah. He's going to overthink
so,
it,
too. Yep. So the new class and even the class that has just started, who's that guy that you're like... Or and maybe even a few guys, if you don't want to avoid getting, you know, too much drama. But, like, who are those people that are like, hey... Watch out for these guys, because
he didn't tell me he was going to ask you this.
You know, watch out for these guys when they're in the ring, because these guys are going to be something. It's a spotlight.
I'm going to take it A and B. I'm going to pick a tag team. I'm going to pick an individual.
All right, do it.
Tag team. I'll go Dojo Boys.
Okay.
Because eventually they're going to split off and they're going to be fantastic. They're great together. They've from where they started to now. It's definitely been one of those things where, like, I remember like these guys first started training and it was like, man, like. So cool to like, see how far these guys have come. Like,
well, speaking of the dojos, what do you think of them like kind of integrating like, you know, social media like with the matches? Like they did like the Snapchat selfie at WPW after they laid out American Violence. What do you think of that?
I look at the fact that who else is doing it?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
If nobody else is doing it, then you know what? You keep doing it. If that's the biggest thing.
Why not?
Stuff that nobody else is doing.
They act like millennials. You might as well. Act like a millennial and use money.
Are they really acting though?
They are millennials.
Are they acting?
They're living the gimmick.
They have never seen anything before No Mercy 99.
and singles
and
guy.
Singles, I gotta go Logan Lynch. The dude has it. That guy is just. He looks fucking good. He's jacked. He's easy. Like, I had his first match and that dude would have swore that guy had been doing it for at least 2-3 years. Like, he just. There's something about that guy that. That guy's, you got to pay attention to him. Like, if he keeps it up and he stays committed to this, and he so far showed me very much that he wants it, That's going to be a guy that you need to pay attention to.
And follow-up question, I know that was the last one, but just building off of that, to not forget about everybody else so they don't feel like, hey, Brock.
They're all great. All fantastic.
Yeah, no, nice save. So for the guys that you haven't listed, but obviously there's a lot of great, you know, fresh faces coming out, but for those guys, what would you say, like, you know, what's that thing that they should be trying to focus on to make sure that they become that, hey, actually watch out for this guy now?
Want to do it. Don't do this for the fame. Don't do it for the money, because none of that crap is there. Like, once again, we're still small fishes in a small pond. So at this point, have fun. Like, if you want this, do it. Get in the ring as much as possible. Like, yeah. Be there as much as possible. That's why I do camps as much as I can, and still do camps all the time. Because if you're not in the ring, like, I need to be in the ring, because you can only get better in the ring.
Absolutely.
So keep going to camp. Be there to help set up shows. Be to help tear it down. Be there to, you know, have gear to come just work out and roll around the ring. Like, if you want help, talk to people. Like, just be there. And if you want it, like, and you dedicate to this, people will help you. That's my biggest thing. Like, if you don't actually want this, people can see it. If people can see that you're half-assing, don't half-ass. If you want this, go fucking get it.
Would you say, too, for the new guys, maybe, like, kind of follow in your footsteps a little bit, like, with the GB3 to, like, find some guy to kind of cling on to that's, you know, been around for a while so they can kind of learn from them and kind of, like, stay humble?
I wouldn't just say to cling on one person. I'd say cling on any veteran or anybody that'll listen, anybody that's want to talk to. If people are talking about matches, go sit next to them, listen.
Sure.
That's what I did. When I first started refereeing, I just listening to people call matches was, like, the coolest thing to me. So now at this point, like, I wouldn't say that, like, go find a click. But at the same time, is like, if you're building yourself up as a class, like a training class, like, those guys should be your closest friends, because those should be your brothers. They're the ones you're spending 5-6 hours, you know, a weekend with, busting your ass, driving here to play, or tearing down the ring with them, going in there, taking a bunch of bumps. So, like, those are the people that you should become the closest to. That's why me and Jordy came so close, because that was camp. That was camp life. You know, every Sunday we meet up in the morning, we drive to camp, go to camp for 5 hours, drive home, you know. Whether, you know, drive there, we sit and talk about our fantasy football teams. On the way home, we talk about how much we hurt. Like, but we did it every Sunday. And
yeah.
We started driving to shows together, and that's how we become close. So, like, just find people that are, if people want to, like, just don't be afraid to, like, ask. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And because there are people out there, like, hopefully nowadays, especially, like, that are willing to help you.
Yeah.
And just keep doing what you're doing. Like, this
is
pretty much it.
Way, guys?
Yes, you can go in this way.
Okay. No.
Nope. Can't do that.
Great podcast. See this? How professional is this guy?
Some real good advice there,
real
Brock.
Good advice. Thank you. I didn't have good advice, though, because she couldn't get in the door.
Now you're a heel, right? So you were staying in gimmick there.
Fact.
See, now you're going to come out tonight and be like, hey, I know that guy. He told me I could go in that one door, and I couldn't. So that guy's an asshole.
Yes.
You got anything, Nick?
Nah, man, I feel like he's had, like, three awesome answers that should have ended it right there. But
see,
Riley's just gonna be that guy. So.
Hey, gotta put the spotlight on you. Ironically, we're doing this right underneath the floodlight, so it's your spotlight
in
the spotlight.
You really need to get that trilogy out, huh?
Yeah.
Couldn't you just end it on the sequel and end it up okay?
Hey, you know, if there's money there, might as well work with it.
I mean, we go from box office to straight to DVD. Is that what we're going with?
Box office, the podcast. How about that? Does that work? All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Brock Hall in the spotlight. Thank you for being on.
#, you're welcome.
Hey, this is the real Brock Hall. You want to get your reality check? Check out Grapple Talk.
What's up, guys? This is professional wrestler Rennie D.
And this is Travis Dirty Mester.
And we're the hosts of The Pencil, the professional wrestling podcast every Tuesday.
On iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, and Stitcher.
We bring you guests from the WWE, TNA, and all the major independent wrestling promotions around the world.
Follow us on Twitter @PencilPodcast or on the World Wide Web, PencilPodcast.com.
Ryan Yanishadis here from the Ringside Report to remind you to watch the Ringside Report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. on YouTube. Brandon McGrath and I discuss WWE, TNA, and the local independent scene. Go to youtube.com/RB Enterprises. That is the Ringside Report, your front row seat to all things wrestling.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire.
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. We interview wrestlers, go back in time with this week in wrestling history, and we go, hey, whatever happened to you? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
Hi, this is Corey from Independent Wrestling Apparel. Are you an independent wrestler trying to get t-shirts made or hosted online for sales? Visit us at independentwrestlingapparel.com or email us at indiewrestlingapparel@gmail.com and find out how you can get sponsored today. Are you a fan looking to get a shirt from your favorite independent wrestler? Visit our website at www.independentwrestlingapparel.com today and purchase your shirt of your favorite independent wrestler.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter, at Indie Power Ranking, no GS. Instagram, at Indie Power Rankings. On Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
This is Stacy Shadows.
We've said it numerous times that Stacy Shadows is one bad bitch.
And you're listening to Grapple Talk, the best indie wrestling podcast right now known to man.
Well, guys, I actually sat through that interview in real time and listened to it, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was good being able to listen to it once again after doing it live. But it's nice when you get to have the chance to talk to guys at shows like that, because when you're face-to-face, as you know this, Jesse, because we've done this before too, you get to be a little bit more personable, and you have the opportunity to kind of, I guess, just have more of a conversation with somebody, because sometimes when you're on the phone and, you know, they know that they're talking about a podcast and things like that, sometimes it can get a little weird because they're talking to three dudes at one time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
when you're talking to a guy like Brock Hall outside the building, sometimes you forget the phone, the recording device is even there, and you're just having a conversation with a guy.
That's definitely true. It seems like you're more relaxed because you can actually see each other. It's kind of weird because, like, you're sitting there on the phone and you never know what the other guy is on the phone doing, you know? He could be, like, pooping or something, you know? And this way you know he's not pooping.
Yeah, for sure. I know for a fact when I talk to you on the phone, actually, I always just get a little anxious and, you know,
what Jesse's doing.
I always do wonder what you're doing. Sometimes it sounds like you are murdering people.
I'm not.
There's screams in the background. I hear chainsaws going off. It's weird.
You always seem like you're in a rush, so I just assume that you're also cutting people up, and I just caught you in a bad time.
Yeah. Guys.
Are you a serial killer?
No.
I don't want to have this
conversation.
You're the
smiley face killer, aren't you?
No.
Are you?
What the hell is the smiley face killer thing?
Wow, he's actually getting kind of weird about this.
No,
weird.
I'm
creeped
just
out.
Asking a question, man.
This is weird. I don't think this is going to happen on the podcast.
No,
I don't kill people.
Is really going on. But anyways, I think it really helped too to do the in-person interview, just because as we were kind of talking about on the phone, it's, you know, a little bit different to prepare for that kind of thing, because you're on the phone and it seems almost like a serious interview. But, like, you know, when you're in person, you're already hanging out with them in the locker room and you're just having a good time, and you just kind of that reflects the interview, because it's just, yeah, we're having fun, we're just talking, and then it's all of a sudden it's 25 minutes later and just like, holy shit, that was fun. And even Brock said that he enjoyed that one a lot better than the first one, just because it was a lot more comfortable.
Right.
Wrestler's perspective.
I gotta know, AC Riley, as a professional wrestler, if a company came up to you to, be like a spokesperson for one of their products, would you do it?
Depends on the product.
Well, I don't know.
Does it really depend on the product?
Really?
If they're going to pay you?
They're going to pay you money to be a spokesperson.
Well, I got
Viagra. Why would I need to plug Viagra?
Because you get paid to plug Viagra. Yeah. Would you do it?
Oh, man.
Are you really struggling with this right now?
I don't know. Like, it's a combination. It's like, you know, part of it would say, like, sure, just plug whatever because I'm getting money off it. But another part is it's kind of about your stock, too, because you got to think, you know, what's your stock as a wrestler and what business.
So where's your stock as a wrestler right now?
I mean, it doesn't fucking exist, first of all.
Okay,
but
so any product will actually increase your public profile.
Or it could hurt it at the same time. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that.
You would literally be known as the indie guy that plugs Viagra.
See?
Yeah.
And what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
You would maybe get booked because of it.
Yeah.
That's a good
point.
Like,
you're that guy that does the Viagra commercials?
All right, hey, this is Rock Hall. Rock hard, AC Riley. Rock hard.
Rock solid AC Riley.
Rock solid AC Riley.
Rock solid. That could be a a matter of two different commercials. That could be that or maybe some sort of constipation medication.
Okay, so what if it was a Centrum Silver? If they came to you and be like, AC Riley, we want you to be a
sponsor. What the hell is Centrum Silver?
It's a multivitamin for old people.
How do you know about that?
Because I had
the people
grandparents.
That he, people that he kills.
They're old.
Yeah, he kills old
like
people.
Like he rates their
yeah.
their cabinet for drugs.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, Centrum Silver. I'll use that later for vitamins.
Yeah, because old people have a lot of drugs in the medicine cabinet because that's the only thing that's actually really keeping them alive is all the drugs.
Yeah.
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 Well, shout out to all the old people.
We're not supposed to be 80 years old. We're not supposed to live to that age. That's not a thing.
No, no. You know what it says how long we're supposed to live in the Bible?
What's that?
I don't know. I don't read it. So anyhow, how about this? What if Popular Science came to you and said, will you be a spokesperson? All right. SpaghettiOs.
Definitely SpaghettiOs.
All right.
SpaghettiOs are delicious.
Licorice.
Sure, licorice.
This is a fun game. We can do this all day, I think.
Pop Secret.
What's Pop Secret?
Fucking popcorn, you ass.
Oh, yeah. Popcorn's good.
How about, movie theater. What about, like, women's jeans?
I don't know about that one.
Like, no? Lee. Like, Lee jeans.
But they're,
or,
but they're women's.
Jordache.
But they're women's.
Jordache jeans. And you have to wear them.
And you have to wear them.
I don't wear women's jeans, though.
Well, yeah, you don't. But
half the time, I don't even wear jeans. I'm wearing shorts right now.
Yeah, but in the commercial, you do.
Yeah.
No, then?
Really?
Yeah.
No?
What about nylons?
Definitely not.
I mean, Joe Namath did.
I would do it.
I'm not Joe Namath.
You'd be like, hey, I'm AC Riley, and I'm a wrestler, and hey, I like wearing these in the ring.
What about Nair?
Like a video of you like suplexing somebody with nylons on?
Hey, you're wear
the guy,
it over your head.
You're the guy that the guy that wears nylons, right? Like, that's you? That looks like you. That's you, isn't it?
That's me.
Like, Nair. What about Nair?
I mean, if I want to start going bald, sure.
It's for your... You can use it for your arm hair, not your head hair.
Pit hair.
That's a good point.
Leg hair. We know how you wrestlers, for some reason, struggle with having hair on your body. Anyway, do you guys shave?
That's a good point. A lot of wrestlers struggle to not have hair, myself included.
Yeah. It's like a weird epidemic going on in pro wrestling.
Secret.
Secret.
Yeah.
Isn't that like women's deodorant?
Yeah.
It is. Nice. Look, you already know the product itself.
See, I remember once that Randy Orton was like talking about how it's equally effective as men's deodorant. So if Randy Orton can plug Secret, then I'll plug Secret.
Hmm.
All right.
Wow.
That's what you're willing to do. That's what you're willing
all
to
do. All natural honey.
Honey's good.
Honey? Just
honey.
In general? But in the commercial, you have to dive and do like a pit of honey. So you're covered in honey.
Like, commercial starts, bees. Close in, zoom out, zoom out. All of a sudden, poof! Oh, honey, it's AC Riley.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Just drowning in honey.
Just for fun, yeah.
Really?
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Why not?
Fun, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, how often do you get to say that I just took a dive in a bowl of honey?
Could you drown in honey?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's not water, so it's not like, I mean, you could get stuck in it and just not be able.
Can you imagine being in a pool of honey and just being like looking up and like you have goggles on, let's say, because obviously if you open your eyes in honey, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But if you had like goggles on, you look up and you're just like, I need to get out of this honey, dude. Like, can you imagine like how just like how that would feel to be like trying to swim in this just thick honey and be like, if I don't get out of here in like 10 seconds, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Imagine that for a second. Because in a pool, if you're down there and you're like, holy God, I can't breathe, you can get up there pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honey, though, you're stuck, man. Like, you're not going anywhere.
It's like quicksand.
You're probably dead. Hmm. Like, let's think about that.
That's the point.
Like, how real. Yeah. Wow.
Oreo-O's.
Man. Oreos?
Oreo-O's.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Those are, that's a good
cereal.
Cereal.
I would absolutely plug Oreo-O's because that was one of my favorite cereals as a kid.
Yeah, you have disgusting taste.
What about Rice Krispies?
I'm so disappointed they don't serve those anymore.
Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies?
Nope. Nah,
I can't
do that one.
Can't speak that one.
Snap, Crackle, Pop already got that on lockdown, dude.
All right, cool. Yeah, so if you guys have any ideas that Macy Riley can sponsor, you know, maybe perhaps shoot us a link on the Facebook.
Yeah, just let us know, hey, we want you to post and be like, hey, this is pertaining to your previous episode. So, hey, programming AC Riley.
Yeah.
So put that in there so we know which post to read because we get so many of them.
So many.
And then
so many.
By the way, shout out to all you that signed up to help out with our competition because, man, we had so many entrants to give away those tickets, man.
I mean, there were so many. AC Riley had to take off his shoes to count on his toes. That's how many we
had. Wow. Yeah, we had at least like seven.
Yeah.
which was a joke. Actually, we didn't have that many. Probably, a little bit of our fault for being terrible at plugging the event and terrible at plugging the tickets and stuff. But that's okay. We got a winner. Yep. Again, we pulled it out of a hat literally 30 seconds before the show started today.
That happened.
We've already messaged the person, I believe. So it sounds like, for the most part, that we have a winner. But as I said, until we post it officially on the Facebook page, if you, entered into our competition, be on the lookout. By the way, the answer was Kane. It was pretty obvious.
It's gotta be!
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was funny because there were some people that guessed, like, Macho Man and Sid Vicious and everything. I just remember thinking it was funny because it's like, we literally gave you the answer, so you just proved that you didn't listen to it.
That's why the wrestling community is awesome, because I think these people definitely did not care about winning. They just wanted to comment on the post, and their comments were appreciated.
Oh,
because they gave me a good chuckle. Yeah. Yeah, Sid Vicious. I laughed a little bit about that.
You kind of seem like a Sid Vicious fan.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sid Vicious is great to follow on Twitter, by the way, especially when he live tweets Raws.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Scott Steiner is also good to follow on Twitter if you're ready for a good chuckle.
Yeesh.
I literally spent an hour reading Scott Steiner tweets one day just because I was like, I got nothing to do. And
it takes you that long to read all the tweets?
No, I got through a ton of them, but it was like right after the Hulk Hogan scandal, so it was just him just shitting on Hulk Hogan for an hour. It was fantastic.
Mm. Like literally shitting on him?
No, like figuratively.
All right, guys.
That was Grapple Talk for this week. I don't got a tape study. If you guys have a
tape study?
Yeah, if you guys got a tape study?
Oh, you're going to ask me on the spot?
Yeah. Why not?
That was refreshing.
Great tape study.
Oh, look at that. Some guy already tagged us in a post. Looks like the winner's unannounced. But I don't know. Actually, yesterday, because I talk about this match all the time, and I was plugging it anyways, I rewatched the Daniel Bryan WrestleMania 30 match. So.
Oh, cool. Which one?
Very funny. The main
event. No, there's two of them, dude.
The main event match. Yeah, I rewatched the main event, so.
That's a good match.
I also rewatched the Andre the Giant Battle Royale, because when you hear Cesaro pick up Big Show at the very end, man, that crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
Showed his potential, definitely, obviously, for his feat of strength.
Did you guys actually watch Extreme Rules or not?
I just watched AJ and Roman, because.
That was a really, really good match. Same with the IC four-way.
I didn't have a chance to watch that one, but
I'll
I heard it was really
good.
I'll
go back and watch it, yeah.
I did watch NXT this week.
Mm-hmm.
Decent show. Not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Like, the previous week, I had told Brown, I'm like, hey, watch out for this matchup. I bet it's that TakeOver. Bullshit. Yeah, exactly.
Which one?
Aries and Nakamura.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the way the body language in a tag match went.
Yep.
So.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. AC Riley, closing comments.
Just excited for this weekend. It'll be a fun time. Friday.
Yeah, you got a graduation party coming up, don't you?
Yeah. Got River City in La Crosse on Friday, graduation party on Saturday, and then we got WWE Live on Sunday. So.
Who booked your weekend?
I did. See, the logic of having the graduation party right after the wrestling show is the fact that, you know, if I have family coming down from other places, that because they were going to come down the weekend of the graduation, but then the logic was, oh, well, it's kind of short notice, plus you got the wrestling show and everything. They can't really stick around on Sunday. Why don't we reschedule for another time? So I said, well, there's the wrestling show on Friday. Why don't we do it on Saturday? So, I mean, the logic is like, if they're going to come down that weekend anyway, and they can come to the show maybe.
You are literally one of the only dudes I know that's like, I'm going to book my graduation party to try to get people to come to a show.
I mean,
wow.
Why not?
No, I'm not saying why not. It's a good idea.
I mean, if I have the opportunity to set the date, it's not just like, oh, it has to be on this date, no ifs, ands, or buts. But if it's like, oh, what date do you want to do it? Got the wrestling show on that Friday. Why don't we just do it Memorial Day weekend?
Is it indoors or outdoors?
Either or.
It's either or. At this point, it kind of has to be just because rain here has been kind of on and off. So hopefully it'll be outdoors because, I mean, it is supposed to be grilling. But worst case scenario, it's a nice place out in French Island. So
can I wear my swim trunks?
I mean, if you want.
What part of French Island?
It's over by the river.
The whole island.
The whole island. That's why it's an island.
Edge River.
Edge of River?
Edge
of River.
Adam Copeland.
Adam Copeland. It's Adam Copeland River. You got it.
Adam Copeland Street?
Yeah. It's one of the best streets to live on.
Edgewater is
Edgewater.
What the name of the street. Edgewater Ave. Yeah.
Oh, cool, man.
It'll be an exciting time. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not going.
All right, cool.
Bring your own beer?
I mean, if you want.
Is it going to be beer there?
Bring your own hose?
There'll probably be some. You definitely got to bring your own hose.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll probably have some beer, but if you want to bring some more,
so,
I mean.
Just so I can so hoes will not be handed out during the event.
Hoes will not be there. Okay. Hoes are welcome to join, but hoes subject to change.
Nah, that was too much for me. I don't even know what I was talking about.
Yeah, a little bit. Graduation gifts.
I it's up to you. I do want to say this. I want to give a shout-out to Jill. Does photography up in the eastern Wisconsin. Kind of over Wisconsin, because she's coming to lacrosse now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout-out to her, because here's the thing. We went to the Now show, and, you know, saw her, got some promo pics with her with the new belt leather strap, and I got some new shots. And, you know, she was saying, you know, hey, you know, that's awesome you're still coming to the show. Congrats on finally graduating, everything. That's great. And then so we take the photos, and then she hands me, like, this sealed envelope. It's like, hey, you know, take this. Don't open it now. Just open it later. I finally get around to opening it. I actually forgot it was in my bag. I was just taking out my stuff. I realized, oh, shit, there's still this envelope in here. So I just opened that this week.
Drugs.
It wasn't drugs, but it was a lot cooler, actually. So I get this very nice card, you know, saying, you know, congrats on graduating. You know, I've been lucky to know you, all that stuff. And it was super sweet. And on top of that, she adds a Visa, you know, like credit cash card, like a $50 one.
Oh, wow. Holy
she
shit.
Didn't have to. And the fact that she did, like, the fact that she gave me a card was nice enough. But to add a $50 cash card to that, that was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So seriously, like, Jill is one of the nicest people around, you know, when it comes to photography or anything else in the wrestling business.
Are you tearing up?
No, I'm not tearing up.
Yes.
But I got to say, like, you know, she's a great person to know. She takes awesome photos, and it's so helpful for making posters, everything, to have, like, just high quality photos. She's good people. If you see her, she's nice. Go talk to her. She'll talk to you.
And so Jill's good
definitely
shit.
Can't disagree with you, F, on there. Jill's one of the coolest people that we see at shows now, it seems like, every single time we go up.
And seriously, one of the coolest things was just, like, you know, getting her to come to lacrosse, for example. The campus show was the first time, because I figured, okay, it's kind of the show that I'm in charge of, and I want to make sure she's there because she takes good photos. You know, I don't know what photographers ask for. I don't know if they ask a lot, a little, whatever. She's just like, just cover my gas and we're good. It's, you know, because, like, she told me, like, she doesn't do this, like, this isn't her job. Like, she has a full-time job. She does this for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. Just like, if you cover my gas, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I had a lot of fun. Like, she felt so bad about missing the April show because she had to cancel because she was sick that week. She felt so bad, she thought that she was, like, blacklisted from this next show. She's like, I was like, hey, are you still coming on Friday? He's like, well, do you guys still want me to come? Of course we still want you to come. You do great work. Like, nobody's mad at you for having to miss the last show.
You're not AC Riley. If you were to miss the show, you'd probably get blacklisted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, honest. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you
totally.
Would.
Yeah.
But well, she's good at her job, so.
Exactly.
Come back, please.
That's so true. She was just like, no, hey, I've been trying to fight off this cold. I got it on Tuesday. It's not going away. I don't think I'm up to travel. That's totally fine.
Yeah, sometimes you drive out to the cold, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's, you know, it was totally understandable. You know,
it's got you in the Boston Crab.
Yeah, it's got you in the Boston Crab. You just sometimes got to tap out, you know. You got to fight another day, but. No, Jill's really good
make
people.
Gotta make the hot tag soup.
Gotta make the hot tag to soup, exactly. But yeah, I mean, that was one of the nicest things I've ever gotten. You know, just because Jill didn't have to do that, and she did.
Mm-hmm.
So
now we gotta get him nicer graduation gifts.
No, we don't.
What an asshole.
We don't have to
what
get
an
anything.
Asshole. That whole story, he just made up that whole story just because he wants us to get him nice
I
graduation
definitely
gifts.
Did not make up that entire
I'm not getting you anything.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I didn't get you anything.
Because I expected you to graduate like 8 years ago.
I started
college 8 years ago, so what I was going to
graduate. Oh, like, I'm not obviously just joking around right now, but literally, though, you should have graduated, let's be honest, like 2.5 years ago, if you want to get real about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll admit that. I took way too long. Yeah. So
you're too old now. Now I don't know what to shop for. Before, I could have gotten you Legos or fun things.
You know, you could probably still get him Legos and fun things, you know?
Yeah.
Probably.
You really could.
Cool. Well, that's this week's Grapple Talk. Yep. Stay classy.
Thank you for tuning in to Grapple Talk.
Ooh, hello. I'm like Mr. Cut. You know, I get cookie cutter guy. Hello.
I'm playing vanilla.
I like vanilla ice cream. What kind of ice cream do you like?
It's like, I like things with flavor.
With Nick Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
I feel like it's a lot easier to be a dick and then a smartass
and all combined into one.
Just talking about dicks and asses right now.
Your two favorite topics.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.